Morning, Rich. We're going to begin learning the halachas of Pesach, and just to begin with the halacha of Shalom Adarshim Hilchas Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, which already began 2 days ago. We're a little bit late, but hopefully everybody began on Purim itself. And Shushim Purim, we'll begin with the halachas of Shalom Adarshim, and then Rich, move on to the actual halachas of Chodesh Nisan, and then to the actual halachas of Bedikas Chametz. And we'll get to as much as we can. This Gemara Pesachim Davav brings down this halacha of Shalom Hilchas Pesach. This halacha that a person should be shalom hilchas Pesach 30 days before Yontif. The Gemara over there brings a machlekes between the Chachamim and Taka learns it's 30 days, and Rav Shimon Galil learns that it's only 2 weeks. The Gemara says the Chachamim that Akama learns that the halacha is dafka 30 days because they learn out from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was derish hilchas Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. Rav Shimon Galil says that it's only 2 weeks because he says that a chodesh zelachem reish chadashim. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when he says Chodesh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, and right after that he starts discussing the halachas of Karban Pesach and the other halachas of Pesach, and therefore it's only 2 weeks before Pesach and not 4 weeks before Pesach. The Mechaber Paskins like Shitas Chachamim, like the Shitas Rabbanan, that we do Shalom Milchas Pesach Shalishim Em Kaidem Achag. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim, ask Astira between the Gemara and the Megillah. Many of the minig to learn Masechta Megillah and to finish Masechta Megillah on Purim, and the last line and a half of Masechta Megillah ends off not with this halach of Shalom 30 days before, but rather Shalom Hilchas Chag B'Chag, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Masakan, that you should darshan the halachas of a yontif on the yontif itself, mashma on the yontif, and not 30 days before. So a lot of ways to answer the stira. Rabbi Halacha brings down that there's a girsa of the riff in the Gemara Masakan, that it's not shaylin v'darshan, but rather it's just shaylin. That there's one halacha which is to be dairish, to actually darshan halachas of the chag, that's only on the yontif itself. Shaylin zakta riff would only mean that if somebody comes to ask a shayla 30 days before, normally whoever comes to ask the shayla first gets precedence. Kol ha-kaydim zach, whoever's online first gets the shayla. However, it could be Shailin, the way the Rif learns, that Shailin, that if a person's coming to ask a halacha about Pesach 30 days before, he automatically gets to cut the line and gets precedence over everybody else, which means that the halacha of darshaning is only on Yontif itself. The halacha of a Shailin, of taking precedence, that would apply for 30 days before. The Maisa, the Be'er Halacha brings down the many Rishonim arguing this. First of all, many Rishonim have the Girsa, not like the Rif, they have the Girsa Shailin v'darshan, which is mashmah to be Dorish also, not just Shailin, and therefore the Be'er Halacha paskins that if either a person needs to be Dorish to El Cheschag 30 days before. The Gemara seems to be a stira. Zakti Be'alacha, he brings out from the Gra that the Avada, the Kavanas Gemara doesn't mean only Hilchas Chag B'Chag. It means Hilchas Chag B'Chag and the time that's meant to be before the Chag, which if you look at the Gemara Psachim, you'll see that includes 30 days before as well. And the Gemara is Lav Dafka when it means Hilchas Chag B'Chag, it means with the time also that Chazal give for before the Chag. That's the way the Be'alacha answers the stira. And he says, Avada, there's a Chiev of Drusha also 30 days before. The Chashochan says that there's a chelik between a yachid and a rabbin. That in the rabbin, when it's in the besmedrash, that's where the halacha of 30 days before comes. Mashen ken a yachid, the yachid only has a chiyuv on yontif itself. Maisa Mishabur brings down that a person has, like we said, has the chiyuv of 30 days before. However, he brings down that the minig seems to be nowadays only to darshan on Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol itself, the halachas. And he says a person should make sure, the rabbi should make sure he's not just saying pilpul or drush, should make sure he's actually saying the halachas in order to be yetzah this din. However, he says, I'll call yachid v'yachid, every person needs to make sure that he's learning the halachas because they're not hearing drushas the whole 30 days before, that they're learning the halachas for 30 days before. The Shulchan Aruch Rav also brings down that as well and says that the minig of the Rabbanim is not just a minig tais. He says it makes sense that they do that because since everything's written in the Sefer, so everybody has the capability to learn the Sefer on their own, and therefore there doesn't need to be halacha shirim for 30 days before. Everybody's capable of opening up a Shulchan Aruch, opening up a Shabur, a Shulchan Aruch Rav, and learning the halachas. But definitely, according to these Paiskim, one should definitely be learning, and that's what the Shabur Paskins 30 days before, either learning it or hearing shirim 30 days before, and we'll continue with some of these other halachas tomorrow.